Look next on greatness. Say where greatness lies. Where but among the heroes and the wise? Heroes are much the same, the points agreed, from Macedonia's madman to the Swede. The whole strange purpose of their lives, to find or make an enemy of all mankind. Not one looks backward, onward still he goes, yet ne'er looks forward farther than his nose. No less alike the politic and wise, all sly, slow things with circumspective eyes. Men in their loose, unguarded hours they take, not that themselves are wise, but others weak. But grant that those can conquer, these can cheat. 'Tis phrase absurd to call a villain great. Who wickedly is wise, or madly brave, is but the more a fool, the more a knave. Who noble ends by noble means obtains, or failing, smiles in exile or in chains, like good Aurelius let him reign, or bleed like Socrates, that man is great indeed. What's fame? A fancied life in others' breath, a thing beyond us, even before our death. Just what you hear, you have, and what's unknown, the same, my lord, if Tully's or your own. All that we feel of it begins and ends in the small circle of our foes or friends. To all beside, as much an empty shade an Eugene living as a Caesar dead, alike, or when or where they shone or shine, or on the Rubicon or on the Rhine, a wit's a feather, and a chief a rod. An honest man's the noblest work of God. Fame but from death a villain's name can save, as justice tears his body from the grave, when what the oblivion better were resigned is hung on high to poison half mankind. All fame is foreign, but of true desert, plays round the head, but comes not to the heart. One self-approving hour whole years outweighs of stupid starers and of loud huzzas, and more true joy Marcellus exiled feels than Caesar with a senate at his heels. In parts superior what advantage lies? Tell, for you can, what is it to be wise? 'Tis but to know how little can be known, to see all others' faults and feel our own. Condemned in business or in arts to drudge without a second or without a judge. Truths would you teach or save a sinking land? All fear, none aid you, and few understand. Painful preeminence, yourself to view above life's weakness and its comforts too. Bring then these blessings to a strict account, make fair deductions, see to what they mount. How much of other each is sure to cost, how each for other oft is wholly lost. How inconsistent greater goods with these, how sometimes life is risked and always ease. Think, and if still the things thy envy call, say, wouldst thou be the man to whom they fall? To sigh for ribbons, if thou art so silly, mark how they grace Lord Umbra or Sir Billy. Is yellow dirt the passion of thy life? Look but on Gripus, or on Gripus' wife. If parts allure thee, think how Bacon shined, the wisest, brightest, meanest of mankind. Or ravished with the whistling of a name, see Cromwell, damned to everlasting fame. If all united thy ambition call, from ancient story learn to scorn them all. There in the rich, the honoured, famed, and great, see the false scale of happiness complete. In hearts of kings, or arms of queens who lay, how happy those to ruin these betray! Mark by what wretched steps their glory grows, from dirt and seaweed as proud Venice rose. In each how guilt and greatness equal ran, and all that raised the hero sunk the man. Now Europe's laurels on their brows behold, but stained with blood, or ill exchanged for gold. Then see them broke with toils, or sunk with ease, or infamous for plundered provinces. O wealth ill-fated, which no act of fame e'er taught to shine, or sanctified from shame! What greater bliss attends their close of life? Some greedy minion or imperious wife? The trophied arches storied halls invade, and haunt their slumbers in the pompous shade. Alas, not dazzled with their noontide ray, compute the morn and evening to the day, the whole amount of that enormous fame, a tale that blends their glory with their shame.